Hi everyone, I just want to come in and say thank you so much for the extra listens. I don't know if people shared this, if more people found it. I don't really know how analytics for podcasting goes quite yet, but my amount of plays have significantly gone up, and now I have 95 and 18 unique listeners. And like a few days ago when I recorded one of my things, I said that it was like at 70 something and like 9 people. And so now I've like gotten way more, and like I don't know how accurate these ones are, but I just want to say thank you so much. It's always kind of fun to like wake up in the morning and look at my analytics and see exactly how far I've come and how many more people like have listened to it. My study episodes are still the more popular ones versus the mini, like, which I understand because probably keywords, you know, if you search, one of my highest ones is like has a word RESPA in it. Other ones is MLO safe exam, you know, which makes sense because if you're searching for it, you'll find, hopefully, probably, you'll find my podcast. So that makes sense. But yeah, I just want to do a shout out. Thank you so much. I wish I kind of had a more fun podcast. I've been actually talking to one of my friends about starting a podcast. That is a little bit more, I don't know, lighthearted. It's going to be just us two girls. We're going to bring on guests. And I have really enjoyed talking about super embarrassing stories, you know, whether it's relationships, cringe stories, just daily life, things like that. Sharing them, talking about them is so much fun for me. And I kind of want to base the podcast around that, but very much still in the works. Work has been going really, really well for me. I have these moments sometimes when I'm like, I'm happy doing a lot of things. Like, there's a lot of things in my life that I would be okay doing, and I just need to find the thing that like supports me and like allows me to go further in my life. Yeah, like I want to have my homestead. I want to have a little bit more of a flexible schedule, and like obviously a sales job, like being a mortgage lender, is what allows me to do that. And I'm like really, really chasing that dream, you know? And it just helps me to have a goal like that, to be able to like work for it. Like every day when I'm at work, and if I get like kind of tired or just kind of bummed out, I'm like, look, one day, you know, I'm raising money, quote unquote, to pay for all my tests, to pay for a life where I'm my own boss, you know, like this is gonna pay off. Like what I'm learning right here, flaying fish and talking to customers, is going to pay off. Whether it's my communication skills, whether it's my skills for, you know, patience or just personal growth, it will pay off in the end. And I am very, very confident and hopeful in that. And I think that like, maybe this is what you need to hear. Maybe you're working a job that you don't want to be in, but at the end of the day, it will pay off. It will allow, like, if you set your sights right, you will get to your goal and you will be able to see yourself accomplish that. And maybe you feel stuck in the job that you have right now and say like, oh, well, you know, I just need to work at this job for like another 6 months. Then I'll have the capital to do whatever the hell I want. That's fine. You know, move towards that. Keep yourself motivated by your end goal and say, I'm raising money for this. I'm working for a better life. And in 6 months, I can make that transition. Thank you.